Welcome to Foxcast, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org. All right, welcome to Foxcast Physical Therapy. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Continuing our coverage here at the Combined Sections Meeting, or CSM as the cool kids are calling it, in New Orleans 2018. And we are at the Fox booth here. We've been talking to a lot of students, new grads, who kind of know about Fox. Like I recognize the orange. I see that everywhere. Tell me more about what you do. If you're not at the conference and you're hearing this afterwards, you can check out foxrehab.org. Find out if you are a fit for Fox, if working with older adults is something that you would like to do. Our next guest is a full-time clinician and involved in the Academy of Geriatrics, amongst an arm length of things. Welcome to the show, Mariana Wingood. Mariana, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
You have a list of things that you do. You seem like a little bit like me. You don't stop moving.
No, I get real easily bored. So I like to have my hands in many pots, and I get super excited about various projects that are really elevating our practice and really making a difference in our patients' lives.
So we'll start big, and then we'll go to specific stuff. Yeah. What are the different projects that you're in? Just maybe list a couple.
So I'm in the Geri Edge Task Force. I am co-chair of the programming committee that helps put on CSM and selects our programming and helps with our member meetings and all that. I am also the Balance and Fall Special Interest Group's SIG chair. I also help with various projects of the practice committee at times, and I teach for various Evidence in Motion. I did some MedBridge teaching, and I volunteer at our local university to really touch base with students and get them involved, as well as do some guest lecturing there.
Do you sleep?
I get that question a lot, actually. I have an issue also. I'm training for my first Ironman.
Me too. Well, not my first. Where are you going? What course?
So I'm actually doing a knockoff Ironman brand because it was $400
cheaper. I understand. But it's still the length. It's still
yes,
the course.
Exactly.
Where are you going to be?
It's in Kingston, New York. I am up in Vermont, so I figured that one was not too far away.
Yeah, and I grew up not far from Kingston, New York, in the
funny.
Hudson Valley. Yeah.
Where?
Near Newburgh, New York, on the
yeah.
Hudson River.
Yeah. So my family is near Albany, New York.
Yeah. So. Well, good for you. Good luck. Yeah. When's the race? How much time do we have?
Till July.
You're fine.
First weekend of July.
You're fine. Plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm running Boston, so that's my warm up.
All right. We want to talk about something that's really passionate about within the field, which is balance.
Yeah, balance is really, it's something that we really need to work on, and fall prevention is so multifactorial and something that we can prevent from happening. And we have such an impact as PTs to really collaborate with other healthcare professionals and make a difference in our patients and community-dwelling older adults' life.
Yeah. You're also, as you mentioned at the top of the show, you're also on a SIG. What goes on there? Why would someone who's listening right now in the conference center amongst 17,000 PTs or online on Facebook Live through Fox Rehab or through the podcast, why should someone look at that particular SIG?
I mean, SIGs are a great way to get additional information, and balance and falls is such an important topic that is affected in many practice settings. And some of the things we offer through the SIG is we do a bi-monthly journal club. We send out newsletters that include article reviews of recent research. We are putting together an outcome measure project to make clinical useful tools that are easy to use for clinicians. And there's a lot of resources for clinicians as well as researchers and educators to be involved.
All right, you're a member of the section. How much extra does it cost to be a member of a SIG?
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero. It is so easy to do. All you have to do is go to the Academy's website and then look at the SIGs and say, I want to become a SIG member.
Done. And you get so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already in the section. You've done the hard work. You paid the extra money, but you're getting value out of it. Now jump in those SIGs.
Yeah.
Shoot, join all of them and figure out which ones you like.
Exactly. And the leaders in the SIGs are great, and we always love enthusiastic individuals coming to us. And if you don't have all the knowledge, it's okay. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here to learn from each other. And if you have all the knowledge,
share it
as well. Share it.
And call
everyone.
Me. We'll put you on the podcast.
That's right.
I heard a frame of reference in terms of challenging balance.
Yeah.
And it was that the person you're training in balance should fail 25% of the time. It should be so difficult that they're not just succeeding.
Yeah, definitely. We should be challenging our patients and kind of having them fail a little bit, because that's how they learn. Many times we immediately catch the patient or try to help them, but really that's not helping them. For motor learning, they need to make mistakes and they need to be able to recover. And really, to be honest, when do most falls happen? They happen when the person doesn't have enough power and ability to recover from a loss of balance. We all have a loss of balance,
yeah,
but it's the recovery that really makes a difference.
We seem to have no problem with that when we're talking about, you know, teaching a child to stand and walk for the first time. We understand it's necessary. Now, I'm not saying you should let your patients fall to the ground. Not, don't let the older adults fall to the ground, but they should lose that balance and then try to do all those things, because you mentioned, you know, neuromuscular training and strength and movement patterns and knowing what that feeling of falling is like.
I mean, sometimes it takes 2 to 3 steps to catch their balance, but that's okay. They caught it.
And we want to prevent those falls because we know that's a slippery slope after that fall occurs.
Yep.
What else are you passionate about besides the laundry list of things you gave at the top? What else we want to talk about?
I mean, the other thing that I really love is having older adults meet physical activity guidelines and what barriers are there for them to meet those guidelines and how can we help them overcome them. Because a lot of times we have our patients in our clinic, we do great work with them, but it takes 50 hours to really decrease someone's risk for falls, so that is going to be past our time in clinic. However, when most people discharge, they stop exercising. They stop doing what we recommend. And I really want to find out more about why that is and how can we help them overcome that.
That's a big hurdle to overcome, but I think that's our hurdle as a profession.
Totally.
We need to recognize that we own this,
yep,
and we have to make sure that we are doing something, thinking about ways over that hurdle,
yeah,
because it's important. Mm-hmm. What else are you experiencing here at CSM that you're really going to take home?
I mean, I just love the energy of CSM and the networking with people and meeting people such as yourself and seeing what everyone does. It really helps me get home and, you know, sometimes not sleep 8 hours because I'm just so excited about a project that's happening and really want to elevate our practice together. It's great to see the higher level of evidences and the critical thinking that's happening. And I gave a talk yesterday and we ended a half an hour early and 30 people stayed for a half an hour
of
discussion. And that's really the key of a successful sessions.
When we talk about why come to a conference, can I just watch a webinar? You can. You know, you can listen to a podcast about something. You read a book. There's many things you can do. That 30 minutes afterwards with 30 people having a conversation in person with eye contact. We don't get a lot of eye contact these days, you know, with our cell phones and our computers in front of us. You can get some real impressed knowledge that really stays with you if you do it in that sort of format. That's why coming to a conference as often as you really can is important.
Totally agree with you.
Plus, you know, New Orleans in February, not the hardest sell to get people to come here.
Although, you know, I'm from Vermont, and I don't know how people down here do it with this humidity thing.
Whoa.
It's so hot. I'm, like, sweating profusely from just walking from the hill to another convention center here. It's crazy.
I know. Well, you got good skiing. You could come down here. You get a little bayou, a little some crawfish. Slice of life, whatever you want to do. We ask everybody here to tell their foxtail. Why'd you choose to work with older adults?
Oh, gosh. I have always known to work with older adults. I had a grandma who basically raised me, and I want to thank all older adults for helping out the generations of the future. And they're so sometimes underserved and underappreciated, and I just really want to make a difference in their life and improve their quality.
Love that. Where can people find it and reach out to you? How can they get in touch?
So I am on Twitter. My Twitter handle is ElevatingEBP. I am also the SIG chair, so you can contact me through that. And I'm on Facebook. I am very happy to talk to anyone.
Sounds great. Mariana, appreciate you you stopping by and taking some time to share everything you're experiencing here at CSM.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast Physical Therapy, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.